Az Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim, the Ever Hayadim is Rosh Hashemesh, the Pasuk and Parashas Veschanan, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Mem Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be involved in the mitzvah of Arei Miklat. And so the question is, why did Moshe specifically Ohev mitzvah lo yispak mitzvahs? Of course, he always wanted to do more mitzvahs, like by Eretz Yisrael. He was mitzvah that he could fulfill the mitzvahs atru yispa aretz. But why over here specifically? What connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Ari Miklat? So, the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Veschanan points out the following: Mara Moshe Litain Nafsho al Ari Miklat, Amar Rav Levi Misha Ocho Esatavshio Hu Yodeya Tamo. One who tastes the food, one who eats the food knows what it tastes. Ketzad, Kishaharag Moshe Esamitri Yotza Bayom Hasheni. When Moshe killed the Mitri, he went out by Yom Hasheni v'matzo adasam v'yom arivan zeh mzeh sh'nemar v'yetzu by Yom Hasheni. So the Amalo Hagino Ataomi Akeben Shashama Parakach, they basically, what happened was he had to take off. He had nowhere to go. And he ran to, he ended up going to Midjan. So Chazal tell us that we see a yesod in life, that when a person is involved in something, if you experience the pain, you'll be able to relate to other people about it. That why was Moshe Rabbeinu so sensitive about it? Because he himself was in the same situation. The famous Maisa with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he around Europe in the cold, and it's cold enough in North America, but apparently it's even colder in Europe. And maybe he didn't even have that much heat then. So when he went to go around collecting, so one time there was a big veer, a very wealthy person, so he saw that Yisrael at the door, he didn't come in, so he got covered, he went out. A minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and then finally, okay, we could go inside. So he said to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, why didn't we come inside 5 minutes ago? It was freezing. He said, yeah, I know. It was intentional because I'm about to ask you money for heat for the yeshiva. After you've experienced what cold is, you're more likely to give a bigger donation or to give any donation. That's the yesod in life in general. The more you have in common, the more you have in common with someone, the more you relate to them. Like you have all these, whether it's positive or negative. Let's say if someone has problems, so Alcohol Anonymous or any of the other groups, it could be positive parenting. But usually people, you usually are involved with people who have similar situations. They could have kids your age. You could be in the same Beis HaMedrash, same shul, similar work experiences. So that's what it's saying here about Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to feel the pain. Misha Ochlet Satav Shio. Because he ate the tavshil, he was also on the run. Hu Yodeya Tamo. And in fact, the Moshe Rabbeinu was even greater. With the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was even without being it. For most people, it takes being in the same situation. Moshe Rabbeinu, we find that he, even though he was brought up in the house of Paro, that's why Paro, whether he knew through his astrologers, that he realized that if he could keep Shevet Levi comfortable, and that's where they were in Goshen, they weren't slaves, so those are the leaders of the Jewish people. If I could keep the leaders comfortable, I don't have to worry because they won't want things to change. Like different groups today, where the leaders don't care about their people. In fact, the leaders gain by keeping the people down, so they have a cause to fight for. Because if they fix the problem, so usually it's the people underneath who are doing the suffering. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael, Sheva Levi had a great. They had a country club. Why would I get involved? But Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was living in the comfort of a country club in the house of Paro, when he saw other people suffering, he went ahead. He couldn't control himself. So certainly, Ari Miklat's no Kiddush. That already, he didn't experience slavery and being abused, and yet he went out and made a scene, and he went out to stop the injustice. How much more so that in the case where he was on the run and nowhere to go, he wanted to be involved in the mitzvah of Ari Mikla. And as well, I heard from Rabbi Simon, on that's the pshat as well. There was a Maharik explaining, we know at the end of, or in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, so it says he went ahead. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tells, were rebuking Klal Yisrael, but like rebuke, you didn't want to do it directly, so you did it. But you mentioned the names, you know, word association. Chatzeros, Dizav, you remember all the different things that happened. And then when he gets to, so it says he gave the tochacha samach lemisa before he died. So, the famous Rashi, and where do we find someone giving Musar Samach Lemisa? By Yaakov Avinu. He brought in his children and he went ahead and gave them either brachas or rebuke, depending how you take them. As we know, just like it's a bracha to know what you can do, it's a bracha to know what you can't do. So it says that's a strange lesson. It says, Yaakov rebuked Reuven at the end. He was afraid Reuven would end up going to the yeshiva of Esau. Like, I've taught for many years, and I know people say, we'll leave one yeshiva to go to another. Maybe go to public school. But to go to Jews for Jesus, that seems to be a big jump. Like, and we're talking about Reuven, and apparently Esau must have been had an attraction as well. So what's the pshat in the Chazal? And the Rashi. So, the Marik as a beautiful pshat, like what, why was he specifically worried? There seems to be a specific link to Reuven and Esav. So the Marik writes, that what do they have in common? They both lost. They both lost the Bechora. Reuven Shehifsid Bechoroso, that Yaakov took the Bechora away from Reuven. And therefore, we know what happened with Yaakov and Esau. For a pot of soup, he traded in the Bechora. So, Gam Hu Ayom Ara HaBechora Shehifsid. So, in other words, it's still hard to understand how Reuven would end up in the yeshiva of Yaakov, but the yisod is true here. The yisod of the Marik, that since they have a common ground, if you have common ground with someone, whether it's common good or common bad, we know you get a couple of people that don't like someone, you get three, four people together. Oh, wow, did you hear what this person did? Oh, I can't stand this guy. Similarly in a positive. So therefore, the momentum keeps on flowing. And therefore, that's what he's saying. That's why he gave it before Misa, but the specific Yisod is, and that's what we find by the Arei Miklat. That Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception, he felt the pain even without it. But Moshe, who was on the run himself, that's why he went ahead and wanted to be part of the setting up the Arei Miklat. People who have no place to run have a place to hide. And that was the yisod of Yisrael Solanter, many that he made the he made the wealthy person feel what it's like to be cold, because once you feel the plight of someone else, and that's the yisod of Gedolei Yisrael, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was in a comfort zone in the country club, nevertheless, he was able to rise above it and go ahead and feel the pain of others and eventually get the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim.